Okay, you're ready.
Hi, we're the Weasley sisters. I'm Jessica, aka Naturally Nitty, and this is episode 209.
And I'm Alina, also known as Starnitz. Today is August 4th. This is our bi-monthly podcast. If you're a first-time watcher, thanks for watching. If you are a returning listener, thanks for coming back.
So, grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and craft along with us.
And I'm podcasting outside, so please excuse the craziness. The fact that you can hardly see me, but hey, that's okay.
It's nice out. I would be doing that if it wasn't raining outside.
So, like, starting to get warm, and I'm like kind of in the sun, and I'm really hot right now. So, like, freezer
Oopsie.
pause is no joke. So, yeah. Okay. So, mojo, do you have any mojo?
I have none, so you can go all about on about that.
I have a ton. So, we podcast last month, and I was working on some stuff, and I was able to turn in six classes and detention. So I finished for detention this little hedgehog.
He's so cute.
I don't have a project page on Facebook because I was test crocheting for Just a Simple Knot, or she's just a simple. I forget what her she changed her name, but it was Just a Simple Knot originally, but now it's something else. This is the hedgehog. It's super cute, and I hope you can kind of see it. So yeah.
Cute. I like him.
So I finished that, and I turned that in for detention. And then I finished a couple of squares because I am, as you know, I'm on the Solar and Sunshine Committee, so I was finishing things. So I had made, I have to find them because I finished the blanket too. So I had made this square and this square for classes this month because I made them on the way to Wisconsin actually, but I don't think I ever showed them on our podcast yet.
No.
And then as I was joining, I realized that my 12 squares for a blanket is just weird, so I added four. So then I needed to make another one because I had already made this one at the end of last term, last month. And then, so I made this one as well to
Awesome.
round out my squares. Because then, Jessica, you gave me a couple of squares when I was there, so I added some of those in. And then I finished this blanket. So I just have to package it up and send it off to the recipient.
Awesome. Which can I just say, like I made those squares probably like years ago, intending to send it to the Sunshine Committee and then never like actually sending it out. So, they're where they were intended to be.
Awesome, because after this blanket, I am like so low on squares. I have maybe four. So if anyone has made squares, send them because I need them. I don't have anyone who needs a hug yet or is having a baby, so I don't have any blankets like that need to be made. But it's making me nervous to only have like four squares. So if you make squares,
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties of being outside, possibly. You hear me? Oh, you froze for a minute. Now I can hear you. At least the airing didn't end. Sorry, people.
So I finished everything, and now we're on WIPs. So what do you have on works in progress?
I just said that I still have my Finder facial, which I pretty much stopped working on once term started. And those socks for dad, which I'm pretty sure he doesn't watch this. And I hope
I think Mary does.
Does she?
Well, I remember at the wedding, a couple of her friends told me they watched it. So,
oh, well, so maybe it's a not so surprise Christmas present. Anyways, I want to finish those two things before term starts because then I won't feel like guilty. And I haven't knit anything since then, so I need to finish those. So those are my whips that I haven't worked on, but I will be working on them this month.
Cool.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So I too have whips that I'm trying to finish. I am on the ribbing for these Acophobia socks. They're in the Fairytale Knits Thor's Hammer base, which is a sport weight base.
Well, you froze again. I wonder if it's being outside. Hello? I'm sorry, listeners, if you're watching this live and it's silly because it keeps stopping. I'm not sure if you can hear this, but I'm currently plying. Currently plying my giant mashup from Spinning Mermaid. It's BFL.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. Maybe it's you being outside. I'm not sure if the connection is not as great.
I don't see why. Like, the thing is just so across the room.
Yeah, I don't either. I was just talking about something on. I'm not sure if people are seeing this or not. So I thought we can move on to You Spin Me Right Round.
It says we have two viewers, but.
Were you done talking about your whips?
No, I was not.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about your socks. So go ahead. Because I can see you.
You can see me?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't see me. Anyways, so I'm working on these. I'm on the ribbing. I only have a little bit left. So I'm just trying to use up as much as possible of yarn, and then I will be casting off those socks.
Awesome.
So I also have another test crochet that I'm doing for just a simple knot. I think it's just a simple stitch now or something like that. And it's a fox. So I've been working on that. I'm working on the head right now. And I have let me see if I can find it. I have the nose and the ears done.
Cute.
So I will be, oh, and I just dropped it in my coffee. So that will, let me see if I can find a picture. So the name is Victor the Fox, just a simple knot. So there's what it's going to look like when it's done. So if you remember, I was working on a fox, like making it up from a Japanese crochet pattern. And yeah. Like, you know what? I'm just going to do this fox for Bella and not do
the other
one. I think I'm going to frog that one and just get it out of my works in progress on Ravelry and in my coffee table because I'm trying to like finish things right now. Just like you. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
But that's all that I'm working on knitting and crochet-wise.
Cool.
So, spinning, right?
You spin me right round. I'll go. So, I'm not sure what all I talked about for Tudor Fleece, because we...
You showed all the finished
things. Came, right?
Yeah.
We didn't podcast since then. We did podcast sunset. I can't remember. Anyways, I am currently finishing up. It's this tiny little Nastapine wound ball for the giant mashup that I spun for Tour de Fleece. I got half of it flied up.
Oh, that's
for the house cup. Like, I finished at like midnight.
Is that for your new mashup?
Yeah, like it's completely done almost. I just am finishing flying now. I had almost three of the bobbins spun for Tour de Fleece, and then I finished the other one by the end of the month and plied this game, which is 986 yards, I think. I forget. I wrote it down somewhere. This game is just shy of 13 ounces. Like, do you see how huge this is? It's like bigger than my face.
Put that on your bobbin.
So I have a jumbo bobbin for my sidekick, and I am currently, when I'm flying this, I'm winding it on my hand the last like half ounce or so. But anyways, so this thing is like huge.
That's going to be like a super fantastic rainbowy sweater.
Yeah, it's like bright rainbowy, and one of the braids had a fire star in it, so there's going to be a little sparkle on it too. Just one of the braids out of the six. So yeah, I'm excited. I have to pick out a sweater to do. It's like a heavy fingering, maybe DK weight. I wanted a lighter sweater, not heavy.
Yeah.
You know, these worst of weight sweaters, they get kind of big and bulky or bigger than that. Huh?
How many plies?
It's just a two.
Okay.
Yeah, just a simple two-ply. So, yeah, I can actually show you the picture that I took where I split it up. So I split each braid in half lengthwise, and then half of them I split in half again so that I spun them all in a row. Onto one or onto two bobbins. So one bobbin had like the long repeats. And then the second half, I split, I think it was almost 16 little bits per each color. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So then there was, you know, the multiple repeats for a fractal spun yarn. This was forever ago. Sorry. Anyways, so it's big, it's fractal, but I did it differently than I've done in the past. But it was fun. Hard to see this. Oh, here we go. So this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember seeing the picture.
Yeah, so like that was one bobbin, that was another bobbin, and then I did two out of this one. So there's eight repeats of each little one on this smaller part of the fractal thing. But it was fun to spin. Spun it pretty fine. I didn't really measure it as wraps per inch, but I had a little sample attached to my oil thing that I would measure against every now and then. So I could try and stay consistent, because sometimes when you do big spins, you don't always stay consistent. So that's what I'm currently finishing up. I will hopefully finish it today and get those washed. So I'm excited to see how it looks after it's washed. It's BFL from Spinning Mermaid. She was going, maybe not out of business, but she's taking a break from her Etsy shop, and she had a big sale a while ago. So I bought a bunch from her at that time. Okay, then I guess I'll talk about all the different yarns I spun for the tour. Oh, I think Alina's frozen. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Hopefully everyone else can. Okay, so this was from Herman Hills Knittery. I'll hold that up there. I won this bat a while ago, and it came with, I forget how much it was, but a set of locks. And I tailspun it. And this is the first time I did that. So this yarn has little bits of fun stuff hanging off it. It was really fun. I flicked out the ends of each lock and then I split them out in half and spun it into it. I don't know if that makes sense. I kind of Googled how to do it, but yeah, so like it's in there. Let's see if you can see that hanging out.
Cool.
And I'm not sure. I wasn't sure like if I like, I mean, it was fun to do a new thing, but I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. And then someone on Instagram, Alex Creates, he suggested a pillow, you know, like your spinning chair or wherever you sit. And I thought that was a cool idea. But I think instead of knitting it, I'm going to weave with it. And I think that'll look fun.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, because I'm like, what do you do with tailspun yarn? I really don't know. Or a lot of really funky art yarns. I just don't know. Anyway, so next up, this was one of my first ever bats that I got. I was in a club. It was from Butterfly Girl Design. It's called Casanova. It's got merino, bamboo, nylon, Firestar, and some Angelina. This stuff is super, super sparkly. And was a pain in the butt to spin. I did a long draw, but it felt like it was almost not carded at all. Alina was here for that. And
yes,
it just gave me all sorts of trouble. But I love how it is. I don't know if you can even see the sparkle going on. Leah claimed it because it's like purpley and pink. It's sparkly and she likes it. So, I got 214 yards of duply out of that. Then I spun up some faux cashmere from Younger Yarn Fiber. And I got 179 yards in a two-ply, and it's super soft and squishy. Chloe loves it. I think I talked about this last time we podcasted, but it's all washed and dried. So I'll show it again. And then I spun up of some of my own merino bamboo nylon in the colorway called Playground, blues, grays, and some orange in there. I spun it up chunky instead of like sock yarn, which is kind of, I think it's almost like destined for that kind of blend. But it's really nice and squishy, and I think I'm going to make Gabe a new hat with it. And then the last big thing, I did another mashup, and this one was out of Hobblehoy fiber. One was Magic Pony, and the other was Mermaid Scales, and they're both Paul Worth silk. I got 1,050 yards out of a two-ply, so out of 8 ounces. So that's pretty thin, lace weight-ish. Maybe a heavy lace weight, but yeah, I really like this stuff too. It'll probably be a shawl. And you froze up again, so I don't know what's going on with that. I think I talked about all my stuff. I guess I could open up this one while Alina tries to fix what's going on. Here, I'll open it up. They're all washed up. Oh, there you are. I can hear you again.
Okay, so I am just going to come inside. So, Jessica, I hope you have more to talk about because I have to bring all my crap inside.
A little bit of space.
The internet is just being a door. So, I'm coming inside.
That's okay. All right. So spinning wise, I still have my my turtle made spindle that I'm actually plying on. I finished during the tour. I finished my Happy Little Clouds Rolex. And I'm flying it with Heavy on the Unicorn Guts. So one of my, Heavy on the Unicorn Guts is kind of like, maybe not a signature, but I always have that one. I really like it. It's basically just white fiber with a bunch of sparkly silk and glittery bits thrown in and some color. It's a little bit of an art yarn. It's got silk noil in it and stuff. The Happy Little Clouds one had some a grayish blue with pops of color. Oops. I don't know if you can see the color bits on the underside there. So there's like green and pink and orange, and there's a darker raspberry color and yellow, which you can't really see in there. But so as I ply it together, I'm gonna have a striped Barbara pulling yarn, which I'm totally digging. That looks on the spindle, and I'm having a fun time buying it. Part of me, like, I'm doing the whole thing in the spine on the spindle, and it takes forever. Like, I think I've been working on it for like 2 months now. And part of me was like, I should just ply this on the wheel, but I think that takes some of the coolness out of it for me. Anyways, I've only done, I think this is like my third spindle spun project, a finished yarn that was done completely on a spindle. So I like it. It's fun. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, good, you're back.
No, I just, luckily all my stuff is in bags, so I could like just grab it, though half the stuff is not.
Oh, so are you not done?
She's
not done. I'll continue talking.
Turning on light.
Yeah, so I also did, I got, oh, you're back.
I am.
Okay. Are you dressing?
And I think we're gonna have to do this here in a second, just so you know.
You're gonna have to what?
We're gonna have visitors here in a second, but I am done. Okay. Sorry about my technical difficulties. We pay for the high speed internet, but it's full of crap.
I've been having issues with mine too. I'm just gonna totally say real quick, I got my button gear and I finished carding up some more Rolag. So I did. Oh, here's the Happy Little Clouds ones that I was just talking about on my spindle. I got those in the shop as a set of Heaven and Unicorn Guts because I had someone custom request them. So I've been, you know, doing that. So that feels good. So there's those.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, so you can talk now.
So... Ooh.
You just pulled in. How do you say?
So, yeah.
I'm all.
So, yeah, it's been a little crazy because the internet sucks. So, yeah. So, for spinning, I had started these, my birthday Rolags, before the end of Tour de Fleece, but I didn't finish them for Tour de Fleece, but I did finish them for class. And this is the yarn that I got. And I know that you spun, you processed them so I could do like, what's it called?
Fractal-ish.
But I was just kind of like spinning them, like grabbing them out of the bag and spinning them however they were.
Yeah.
And this is how it turned out. It turned out really nice. It's like greens and blues. I got 594 yards. And 14 wraps per inch, which is about fingering weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two ply.
How many ounces was that? I forget.
It was 7.5 ounces.
Okay.
So it's really light and fluffy and airy because I didn't spin it very tight. So yeah. So that's what I finished. And then I was sampling for a newt because I'm pondering a newt, which I'll talk about in randomness, but I have this Swisdale fiber that I got a pound of from Jimmy Bean's Wool a while ago. So I sampled it to see if I could spin for a sweater for Andy. because I got this magazine the last time I was at Kathy's Creation. I think I showed it to you when I got it. But I got it because, one, I really like this cape on the front. And then, two, there's this pattern in here for Andy.
Okay.
So I was going to see if I could spin the Swisedale for it. And I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right. But I need about, so I did the math and I measured how he wanted it. And I need about 1746 yards of an Aran worsted. So from 8 to 11 wraps per inch around there. So I think I'm going to try and spin like 1900 yards, because that way I have a little extra if I need it. So it has 6 inches of positive ease, and Andy wants the one size, even though, so I think it's going to be really big. But anyway, so I sampled a little bit of the fiber to see how I wanted to spin it. And it's a little wet right now because I did wash it, because I was hoping it would fluff up a little bit, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
So it's a little damp. But this one right here, this one right here is the 3-ply. Or the end ply that I did, and it's okay. It was actually a little bit bigger than the wraps per inch that I wanted. So then I did like a 2-ply, and it's a little ropey. So like the Swisedale is like a longer staple length. I'd say it's about 6 to 7 inch staple length from what I gathered, but it's like really loosely, it's like spinning top. So it's like really loosely, it's not like really, together in the thing, so it like, so I don't know if you can see, like there's a big halo on it.
Yeah.
After washing it, but even like before washing it was like that. So then I did just a 2-ply, and I like the way the 2-ply looks better actually. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can get it out. So that's the 2-ply, and it's softer as a 2-ply than the 3-ply, and I think it'll be easier to do. So this one I got 10 wraps per inch, and I wasn't like trying super hard, like I didn't wrap the fly or lace the fly or anything, I just was spinning. So I think I'm gonna go with the 2-ply because it's a little bit easier for me to get that, and I think I should be able to get that enough out of weigh this. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards out of let me turn it to grams. Out of 29 grams. So I'd have to like figure that out. It's a little less than that. Sorry, I have a little weighing thing right here. Okay, no, I got 6 yards plied out of 9 grams. Sorry, I had like, it was on something. So out of 9 grams of fiber, I got 6 yards in the wraps per inch that I want. So I have to figure out the grist and all that stuff. And
yeah.
I should have enough because I only have 1 pound of this fiber. Well, less a couple of grams. But I should be able to do that because really, Andy's a normal sized man. So it's not like I'm spinning for myself where I try to have like 2.
Right.
Okay. I moved everything away and really it was 4 grams. Sorry. Set it down and I didn't like, you have to actually have it on a flat surface, people. I should know this. And the other one was also 4 grams, and I only got with the 3-ply, I got 3 yards. So yeah, I think that it's a little ropey as a
yeah, you wouldn't want that.
So I think I'll just do the two. Anyways, so I'm sampling for a newt, and I will talk about my newt craziness later. But yeah, so that's the spinning that I've done. And that was a really long explanation.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. So up next, we have sewing. I have been sewing.
I have not. Surprise, surprise.
Look at what I have. So Jessica and I are doing a trade. She's dyeing yarn for these bags.
I'm so excited.
So there's this puking unicorn one.
I'm so excited.
The pocket, and it has pockets inside. And then a knitting chicken bucket.
I love it.
So they're done. Just so you know.
I ordered fiber. It's here. We need to talk after this about colors. And then I will dye them for you.
So
I'm excited.
Also speaking, because it's kind of like trade hour. Speaking of trades, I had, for a while there, I had fiber yarn in my booth from DJ Majeur. I don't know how you say her name, but I love saying it like that. And she dyes Geek Chic yarns. And so I had like five left, and they just haven't been moving for like months now. So I just messaged her, and I was like, do you want me to send these back? Because I have them out. People aren't buying. I think it's because there's only like a few colors and there's not a lot to choose from. And I was like, I'll just send them back. And she's like, well, I do need a new bag. Do you want to keep some? So I kept some. She got a new bag and a Fabdori. And I got these
fun,
beautiful colors. It's like a TARDIS blue almost. It's called TARDIS. And then this one is Henry Mills, the truest believer. It's like a really bright green. So trades, I like them. But yeah, so that wasn't really with, that didn't really have anything to do with sewing because she just took bags that I already had made. So
that's okay. Trades are fun.
Yeah. But anyways, okay, next up, Jim. I see you wrote something in there.
I did. I want to get back on track, which I forget. Oh, okay. So I think I posted a thing with my dishcloths that we did from our last swap, which was like, I think before last term, right? So that's quite a while ago. And I had ear burned everyone that participated in our cardio swap when we all knit dishcloths or crocheted or whatever, and then sent them to you. And then you mailed us all. We have new ones and it's fun. And I like using my new dishcloths. So thank you. Anyways, I was saying how we need to start something up again. And I think it was Josie Bug who suggested maybe doing a hand spun swap where we all spin a skein of yarn and switch it out for each other. Maybe we can like, I don't know, I figure I'll come up with some details and see who's interested. But I was thinking maybe you could each get someone to spin for, and then not that you have to tell them what you want, but you can say, I like socks or shawls or whatever, and kind of spin geared toward. Yes, no? Even though that has nothing to do with doing cardio, but we can also be making sure we get our cardio in or whatever.
Yes. We could do that.
No, I don't know. I figured these are the bare bones. but if people are interested, I think that would be fun because swaps are fun. And I need to get back on that bike or walking or doing something. Because, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so Jessica will be back with all the details of that. So. and I'm down for it. So cool. Is up next. Have you been binging on anything?
With the kids, we're watching The Flash. We're almost done with the second season. It's pretty good. I had watched the first season, I think, by myself, and then rewatched it with the kids and stuff. Gabe's loving it. The girl, Leah, likes it a lot. Chloe and Truman are kind of like, meh about it. It's a little older, I guess. But it's not too bad where you can't watch it with kids, I think. It's a little more tame as compared to like The Arrow, which that one's more dark. Anyways, so that's fun. And then Joe and I started watching The Crown together, which I know everyone was geeking out about it when it first came to Netflix, and I just never watched it, but it's pretty good. We're only on like the fourth episode. Could watch like maybe one a night because Joe falls asleep. So yeah. Oh, and I forgot to write this down, but I watched the latest and greatest season of iZombie.
Okay.
And love it. Of course. I was
talk about it. The one where Major ate the teenage girl brain.
I laughed so hard at that one.
In my pants, because that is so Madison. Like, she's always like this.
It was hilarious.
And so I was like,
laughing.
So
it was funny.
And he was like, I just can't
you
stop.
Keep freezing.
I was laughing.
Say again.
So good. Yeah, that.
See, you're still frozen.
That's like the one
so, where he's
true binging season. What'd you say?
I couldn't hear you at first. For the last few minutes, you've been frozen on me.
Oh, seriously? Because you were frozen.
Ugh. I hope.
The episode of technical difficulties, we apologize.
People are still watching.
Yeah, it says there are.
A gold star for sticking with it. It goes again.
I'm frozen again? I am inside in the same room as my thing, and I have all internet access.
Whole bar is on mine. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be you too. So, have you been reading any books?
I haven't been listening, but I'm still on the Others series, and I'm on the fourth one, Vision and Silver.
Yeah.
Good. That series. But I'm really looking forward to listening to Mercy Thompson series again, since you gave me all the books. I still need to get up done that. My computer's been kind of it's a new one, right? But it's been acting all slow and weird. Like, I think computers just hate me.
Well, we were talking about you have McAfee on there, and that definitely slows down your system.
So, I know I paid for it, though, so whatever. We can talk about this later. But, maybe I need to take that off.
So, since last we talked, I have totally binged read a ton of books.
Awesome.
I finally read 13, which was the last in the Women of Otherworld series by Kelly Armstrong. I read the 13th or 14th book in the Bones series, which is called Spider Bones. I read Me, Myself, and Why, which is like a book by Mary Janice Davidson, I think is her name. It was okay. I'm not sure if I liked it. And then I read the second and third of the Blood Destiny series by Helen Harper, which the first one was Bloodfire. So then I'm on the third book, and I'm like on Goodreads because I finished the second book, and then I went to put the third one in my Goodreads that I was reading it, and I was looking at the author, and she has, if you sign up for, I was looking at her author thing, and people were asking if she was writing more, and she was like, no, but I did write it from Corrigan's point of view, which is the guy in the books. And I was like, what? Because I love when authors do that and they write like the series and then they write it from another point of view. So yeah. I went and she had, like, if you sign up for her mailing list, you got a free download of the first book in the Corrigan series. So that set me off in a whole nother direction. But they don't have them as audiobooks, they just have them as ebooks, or you can probably buy a book. But I just did the ebook because they were 99 cents. Well, I got the first one free. And then I had like $3 left on a gift card on my Amazon account. So I just like got the other books and read those through. So I read through the two series like from both point of view. So I went back and read the first and the second one. And then I finished the third book. And then I read the fourth book. I read the third one in the other point of view, and then I went and read the fourth book, and then I read the fourth and the other point of view. It was just like, that's how I did it. But actually, I started the fifth book in his point of view, because it ended really bad and I couldn't handle it. So then I went back and read hers second because I was really upset with how it ended. But anyways, yeah. So I read those, like binged read. And then I did, I finished reading The Sight, which is the second in the waiting for the third book in that series. And I'm really upset how that ended too. So yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was in like a book hole and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to read. So I went on to my iTunes and I have the Coffee House Murder Mystery series. And I only read through like the third book in that series. And it's like a total beach read, like super easy to figure out who did what. And it's just like one of those like cheap book series, not cheap, but like, you would buy the book and you'd read it at the beach and,
right.
You know, it's a simple, like no thought in it. Type. So I'm on that fourth book in that called Murder Most Frothy. So, and it talks about coffee. Cause she's like owns a she like runs a coffee house and everything's about coffee. So it's kind of cool. But I'm waiting for, cause I have, I've been on the wait list for like 2 months now. The vampire, Chicagoland vampires that you were talking about. I'm waiting for the first one in that because you have to start a series with one. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm still waiting. So, but yeah, so that's where I am on binging. We're watching The Office like at night, Andy and I are. So we're like finally into some of the ones that I've seen before because there was a bunch that he watched without me, so there was a bunch that I'd never seen before, and I've been like re-watching since I finished the others. I've been re-watching Bitten, and it makes me so mad how much they changed it because it just angers me to no end. But yeah, so I'm watching Bitten. It's good because the book was so good. They could have had like they could have just did it themselves instead of like adding and changing things like the way they did. But anyways. That's where I am on binging, and we could go to random randomness. I'm sorry. I'm like mansplaining everything.
Okay.
So.
What?
Random randomness. Can you hear me?
Keeps freezing.
Random randomness?
He froze again.
That's really annoying.
It is.
Can you hear me now? No?
Sort of. You keep chopping in and out, but randomness.
Yeah. Am I still choppy?
No, now you're good.
Okay.
So I painted the deck with the bare deck over. It's done. Except for when we need to extend it to reach the house when we put sliding glass doors on. But I have leftover stuff to paint that with. But and then it had to cure for like 72 hours, so I did not stay on it. And it was all nice and sunny those days, which is good. But now it's been rainy for the past 2 days, so I haven't really gotten to hang out on it too much. I can't believe summer's almost over. School's starting soon. This year we get to register online, which I did most of it last night, which is a new thing. I'm going to have to let Tallulah's in here. She wants to get out. She's going to bang on the door so you can talk.
I can talk. So I am pondering a newt. I talked about the spinning for Andy's sweater, but as I spun a couple of terms ago, I did a newt. And that I failed. And I spun up fiber, my epic mashup number 2. And I did a 4 end ply of all these fibers. And I got a bunch of fiber. And I have more. I mean, I got a bunch of yarn. So enough for a sweater. And I was spinning, hoping to spin enough for this sweater right here. Gooseberry Cardigan by Hannah Fettig. So then I was like, oh, I lost my magazine. So I ordered another one on like eBay or something. So this is the pattern that I wanted to make. And here's a better picture. So it's a lot like her calligraphy cardigan. It's almost exactly like her calligraphy cardigan. From what I have seen in the notes, is this one, the arms are a little tight. And that's the only difference. And it looks like the other one goes up more sizes. So for my size, I'm just going to have to math a little to get the next size up. It shouldn't be too hard to do, I don't think. I haven't like given it too much thought, but yeah, so this is the pattern. This is the pattern that I want to have. So I need for the size that they have in here, I would have needed, I forget how much. I did the math and I wrote it on a piece of paper and I don't know where that piece of paper went, but I needed, $18.60. So I figured, plus probably like another whole skein. So like 1984, just to be safe, maybe 2108 yardage. So the yardage that I got with this spin was 2115. So I have just about enough. And I was looking at the pattern, and you knit the body and then you add the shawl collar on and then you do the button band. So I was thinking what I can do if I get to the shawl collar and it looks like I'm not going to have enough, I can just make the shawl collar shorter and then do the button band normal for that.
Yeah.
So I should have enough. But remember my first epic hand thing, it said I needed all this yardage and I spun it all up and I had it all and I had like 3 skeins left over. So
right.
I'm not too worried about that. I got, I measured for wraps per inch. And I put it in Ravelry and I also took a picture of it on my phone. So I'm going to look at my phone right now. I think I got, oh, that's the wrong one. Anyways, I got the wraps per inch for DK weight because this is, DK weight, or fingering. I forget what it calls for, but I got the yardage. I got the wraps per inch that I needed for what it calls for. If I can find my pattern, it calls for, size 6 needles. So it's probably a DK weight.
Yeah, I think so.
So, and I think I got 14 wraps per inch, maybe 12, in this yarn. So I think I just have to swatch for it. And I got out my ball winder and I was going to swatch and see if I could get gauge. So that's the second part of my newt. And I had it written down what I was thinking of. Oh, here it is. So this is the newt thing I'm thinking. Transfiguration 3, which is spin and dye for something like an adult garment, which would be Andy's, because I think he wants a blue sweater. So I would spin. So what I was thinking is I would spin up all the yarn first and then dye it after it's like plied. And then for this part, knitting History of Magic 3, which is wizard wear. So then I was in my manor and I was like, because I was thinking like 1930s, 1940s, like a college sweater type. When I was looking on the internet, a lot of them had like A's or letters for like their rugby team on it. But then I was in my manor and they suggested the 60s because it looks like a 60s type, plus with the colors.
Okay.
Like an eccentric wizard in the 60s wizard wear. So that's what I think I'm going to go with it if I get gauge. And I think I might be a little bit crazy proposing a newt because it's not like I knit sweaters that fast. But I thought it would be good because I'll be spinning on my Sonata and then for Andy, and then I'll be knitting for myself. And it's just something that I've been wanting to do for how long? Because I spun that, it's been probably at least a year that I spun that. And I've been wanting
it's not to- more. I mean, you started a while ago.
Right. And so Jessica and I are, did that trade, and she's going to be sending me yarn, and I'm going to be spinning for another sweater. I think that one, I have to look at my queue. There's a couple of sweaters that I'd like to knit.
Okay.
So I might do an epic mashup spin for that too. Because I do have that post-grad cardigan, but for the amount of fiber that I'm going to have, I could probably do a cabled sweater. And I do have one in my queue that might look nice. I don't know. Okay. So yeah, I want to start doing another epic mashup because
they're so much fun.
Yeah, and that's how I roll. So,
you're making me feel all lazy for not wanting to do a newt.
No, I haven't done a newt for like how many years?
I haven't either. I haven't done any advanced studies in a long time.
My newt.
I kind of got burned out.
A couple of newts failed. Like I only passed one, and that was 3 years ago.
I know, and you've told me to never let you do a newt again. So okay. Here's my thing. You shouldn't do a newt.
A sock newt or a sock yarn blanket newt.
Okay.
So this one, I'll see. Because I think the spinning ones I can do. But
it's good to try.
Yeah. And right now, if I don't do it for a class, I'm not going to do it. So that's why I'm doing it.
Right. You can't do a sweater in a month, so I hear you.
So, maybe if I was like, super small, I could do a sweater in a month, but I'm not, so we're just gonna accept that and move on.
So can we just talk about, I hate plying like this when you're trying to fit the last bit of yarn and you have to like manually wind it onto the bobbin, but I don't want to have more than, I want to have like a tiny little bit left over in its own little skein. So here I am. Again, I always end my big mashups like this. Like, it takes like 3 hours to do the last half ounce. Anyways, you're kind of making me want to do a newt. I have fiber. I forget what exactly breed it is, but it's like a grayish brownish. Oh, I forget what fleece it is. But it needs to be washed up, and I could like wash it and process it and spin it and knit it. I could do it all.
Yeah. They do have that new.
I know. So you're making me want to think about that. But it's already like
the fourth. So
it's already the fourth. Okay.
My thing is by this weekend I need to either have my proposal in or not. That's my own personal goal. I know you have till the 22nd, but in my opinion, you lose your homework if you don't.
Yeah. So maybe I'll look into that and get my butt going again, because maybe that'll start my wanting to knit more. Sorry, what?
Just because I'm doing a newt does not mean you have to. It's totally okay not to do a newt.
No, but it like creates the want in me to want to do it. Like I haven't wanted to do it, so it's a good thing. Like I want to knit, kind of. We'll see if it like jump started. And I love spinning and knitting sweaters worth of fiber, and like processing it yourself is way fun. One of my favorite, one of my favorite sweaters was a targi fleece that I processed myself and dyed and spun for a newt. I think I did Elizabeth Zimmerman's like sweater pattern. I even steeped it and everything, and it was like
Fair Isle yoke.
Yeah. One of my favorites, though. I love it. And, yeah. Anyways, so maybe I'll go look at the fleece and see how it's doing. It really needs to be washed, too, so. Anyways, I don't know what else I have to talk about.
I have a yarn crawl that I went on last week.
That's awesome.
I could talk to you about that. So I went with my friend. They're doing the Steel Valley Yarn Crawl. And I went with my friend Karen, who actually I met through a Bible study. And then found out she knit, and then a couple of years ago, and I looked at my thing, so like maybe two, we went on this yarn crawl, and I didn't get to do it last year. So then this year, since Madison's been working in Ligonier, I've been stopping in at the knitting store more often because it's right there. Why not? So they had, and I showed you guys this last time. This is the bag that you got, and you got like a passport. And we didn't get all of ours stamped because you could get an extra prize if you get them all stamped. But Pittsburgh is very big, and we went to Pittsburgh and we only hit 4 shops. So, but it was a lot of fun, and I was looking for some yarn. Because I got, last time I was at Kathy's, I bought a magazine with tank tops in it. And I had Cascade Pima Fine. I had in my stash. And the pattern calls for a little bit more yardage than I have. And so I was looking for more of the Cascade, which I could not find. So then, I found this, which is Barocco Pima, which is the same cotton, and it's the same. It looks the same. So I have this pretty teal color. So I got this chartreuse color to go as the stripes for this tank top pattern, and I'm excited to spin that. So that's one thing I got. Oh, I got 3. It's really pretty.
Awesome.
So then we were at another store in Pittsburgh, and I got that Kathy's Creation, which I went the day after. So we were at another store, and I remembered, I looked at one reason to keep your queue and your stash up to date on your Ravelry is you could go to the store and know what you need. So I have a bunch of Barocco Vintage, which I really like. It's an acrylic, wool, and nylon blend. And it's really easy care, and it's really a soft yarn. If you've never knit with Barocco Vintage, I would highly suggest it because I like it. And like when it washes up, it's super soft. And I've knit stuff with it before. So I have a bunch of gray because I bought it years ago to make like a house sweater. And I had like 1 or 2 red skeins, which I think I've now traded or given away because I'm not in Gryffindor anymore. And I'm truly a Slytherin. So I picked up these greens. They had like a chartreuse green, and then they had this darker green. What's the name of it? Oh, they just have a color name. So they had this darker, richer green. So I got that instead. And they only had 2. So I got those to maybe make like a simple like cardigan without buttons, I think, type of sweater, I think. That's what I have. That's the 3. So I got those. And then I was at this other store called Knitspur. Isn't that a fun?
That I really like that name. I saw you did that on an Instagram story, and I thought that was like a super cute name for a store.
Yeah, so I was in there, and they're super nice in there. And they had a bunch of the stock yarn, and it was on sale. So this is a South. This is from, I'm guessing it's from Germany. Oh, it's in Turkey. But it's called On Light. And it's a self-patterning type of sock yarn. And so I texted Andy, and I was like, do you want gray or brown? And he said brown. So I picked up the brown one because I thought it would be nice if I knit him some, like, dress wool socks to wear. The last time I knit socks for him was when I first started knitting, so years and years and years ago. So I can definitely knit socks better now. I just have to measure his feet. But yeah, so I figure I'll make him socks maybe for a class. I don't know. He has pretty big feet, so I might only get to do that 1 month. But I figured they would be nice for my carry around socks. So I pulled those out. I just have to measure his feet. And yeah. So then I stopped at So after, if you bought so much, you got extra tickets. So they have these like tickets that you get for this yarn crawl, for getting the passport and the bag. You got like 10 tickets, and you could enter them into any of the shops. They each have like gift baskets, and then if you spend so much, you get more things. So I bought that cotton at Kathy's, and it was enough to get over, I think it was like over, I forget how much. You get extra tickets. So I didn't realize it till I got home. So I needed to go back to get those. Oh, I forgot about this. So then there's two knitting stores in Ligonier. And the one moved, and I never knew where it was. So I finally found out where it was. And I stopped in there, and they're not part of the yarn crawl. There's drama there, but I don't really know it. So I picked up this Rapture. Have you ever smelled this?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to smell it right now because it's really delicious. It smells so good. So it's has jasmine in it. Good. It's like super pretty smelling. So this is the Euclon Rapture. So I got that, and then I got this lotion balm. And this one, they had a bunch of different ones. They had one that I really wanted, but they were out of. But I got this one. I'm like showing it to you so you can smell it. I seriously just did this. This one's the lemongrass, so it's really nice. So I got that because my hands are always dry, so I'm always moisturizing them. And I try to have a little one of these in every bag that I have. But yeah, so this one is lemongrass. The only thing that I don't like about this is it's like in here. I can't get it out and rub it on my hands. So yeah, I didn't like that. But I got that. So that was my yarn crawl stuff. So then back to the tickets. So I found these tickets when I was going through my bag, and I was like, oh, I have to go enter them back in. Not that I'm ever going to win, but if I do, I will be so excited. Like when they call me and I win, I'm going to scream. But I didn't. I haven't. You know, like at the end of the yarn crawl, which is like Saturday, I think tomorrow's the last day. So we went to, so yesterday I drove Madison to work again. And that is my life this summer, and Andy's life this summer is driving. We stopped at Kathy's Creations again, and Bella was with me. So I wanted to turn in those tickets. And Bella has been knitting scarves forever and ever. So I told her if she wanted, she could get this to knit a hat. So what it is, it's called Top This. And I'm sure you've seen it in your stores. So basically it's yarn, and it comes with this little head. Or like there was some like balls, like soccer balls or basketballs and stuff. So instead of a pom-pom, you put this head on there. So she's going to knit the hat, which she already cast on, and then you put this in, and it comes with this foam thing that you thread this through and then tie it on. So it's like easily removed for washing and stuff. Yeah. So, and it was like $10. That's nice. And so you get like everything. So she, and I already had needles, so I just gave her some of my needles. And yeah, so she's graduating from a hat to, I mean, from scarves to a hat, because she's been knitting scarves and scarves and scarves. And I was like, one girl cannot wear that many scarves. So
that's awesome, though. I can't get my kids to knit anything.
Yeah. So we already had to rip out and start over because she wasn't doing the ribbing right, but not a problem. She was like, I don't know how to read patterns. I'm like, that's okay. I'm here. I'll help you with it. But yeah, so I told her after she finishes, though, we need to go back to the knitting store and show Kathy, because Kathy will really like that. So while I was there, because it was part of the yarn crawl, yesterday was Lolo Day. So if you make a purchase, you got a free mini Lolo bar.
Oh, awesome.
Which I love Lolo bars. And so I picked coconut. But yeah, so these ones are nice because I don't know if you've ever gotten these smaller ones for Lolo bars, but they pop out.
Oh,
no. Not going to pop out now. But they pop out so you can like rub it on your hands, which is what I like. So I have that. I was excited for that. But that is my yarn crawl and I'm sick of doing it. So that's what I did. And school starts in a couple of weeks. Madison will be going to college.
Crazy.
And yeah. So that's all the randomness. And I seriously have talked so much.
You have. It's okay though. My two older ones go to camp like on Monday. So I need to get ready for that. Yeah. Life has just been crazy this summer and like friends and doing things. And like we had our Wisen Up thing with church where it's their VBS, but it's like at night and the kids get messy. And like they make them go down slip and slides with like stuff on them and they pour pudding on them or they make like caramel corn out of them. Like it's really gross and they have to shower every single night, but it's a lot of fun. So we volunteered at that. Just like a ton of stuff has been going on. And I can't believe that the summer is going by so fast. But yeah, I think we're good. And we'll try to be better once school kicks in about podcasting more regularly. Summer's always hit or miss.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. So we've talked your ears off and had technical difficulties, and we hope you come back next week or in 2 weeks. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.